Root Mobile presents Amplify Insider in association with CNBC TV18.
Welcome to Root Mobile Presents Amplify Insider in association with CNBC TV18. I'm Ridhu Bhandari. On the podcast today, we are diving into one of the most critical elements of business success, keeping customers engaged in this fast-paced, digital-first world. We'll explore the key trends shaping customer engagement as we head towards 2025. We'll also unpack how businesses can leverage data, personalization, and digital technologies like AI and cloud to build lasting connections with their consumers. And to help us do this, I'm joined today by Gautam Badalia, Group Chief Strategy Officer and Chief Investor Relations Officer at Root Mobile. So if you're a business owner, a CXO, or a working professional keen on understanding just how to turn customer engagement into your competitive edge, this episode is for you. Gautam, thank you so much for joining us on the show
today.
Thank
you for having me, yeah.
Well, first up, let's start with the big picture. We are almost at the end of 2024, heading into 2025 soon. What are some of the big trends that you are observing around customer engagement? How are the dynamics shifting around the world?
Yeah, so if you look at the entire customer engagement journey, I mean, things have evolved quite a bit. Right. And with the advent of AI, the entire customer engagement strategies are being redefined across three broad categories. Essentially, to start with, if you look at it, hyper-personalization is kind of becoming the order of the day because enterprises are looking at giving better consumer experience. And that helps them kind of increase the retention rates and improve the conversions. Because of digital transactions increasing multiple times, what is also transpiring is a lot of automation is kind of coming into the role play, right? So AI-driven automation, I think that's also becoming very, very important. And last thing I think that's also kind of evolving is the omni-channel experience, because you have a clutter of channels, right? And how do you kind of seamlessly help enterprises interact with their customers? So that's where omni-channel customer engagement becomes very, very critical. I mean, if you look at some of the research reports like Gartner's of the world, they are talking about 80% of the customer support, customer query use cases will kind of be kind of powered by Gen AI over the next, from 25 to onwards. So that is, I mean, where kind of the digital journey is kind of moving to. And within that, I think enterprises have to be very, very proactive. And for that, I mean, they need to kind of understand the behavioral patterns of users and then drive strategies which can help them, again, increase or improve retention and convergence with customers. And all of these, I mean, have to be kind of overarched by trust and adhering to the best ethical practices.
Right, absolutely. And a lot of this is going to be possible only because of data. Data is literally the lifeblood of any enterprise today. And how do you see the role of data evolving as hyper-personalized customer engagement becomes the new normal? Are there specific technologies or data strategies that you recommend to brands to better understand and serve their consumers?
So you've absolutely put it very aptly. I mean, data is the new oil, right? I mean, and with the world moving towards more cloud native kind of an environment, I mean, it is the influx of data. I mean, and that's how a lot of data is kind of unstructured. And within that, I mean, enterprises will have to build capabilities where they structure the data, draw actionable insights out of the data, and then transmit that intelligence to the consumer and thereby personalize. Even in some instances where we are working on, we are using some of the behavioral patterns, some of the anomalies in terms of transactions to decipher the security aspect of any transaction as well. So that's where the data intelligence through digital identity also kind of is becoming a very, very critical kind of a play. So I think the world has realized, I mean, that they need to work on data and create more structured data and draw inferences and insights to render better consumer experience, which helps them again improve their retentions and conversions.
Right. And customer engagement today is increasingly being driven by the four Ps. There's personalization, there's proactivity, there is promptness, and there are people. Now, how do you see the role of these four Ps evolving as customer engagement, you know, takes the next wave of innovation? And, you know, which of these four do you think is most important to create meaningful relationships, long-term relationships with the consumer?
So if you look at the four Ps, essentially, I mean, I would not pick and choose one P out of the four Ps because, I mean, all these four Ps are so intertwined between themselves. I mean, that enterprises need to kind of create a kind of a coherent kind of an architecture. So if you look at it, if I were to visualize this four Ps, I would visualize this in the form of a Venn diagram. I mean, where it's the people which kind of intersects all the three other aspects. And I mean, essentially, it is the customer or the people. I mean, that you, I mean, enterprises would try to kind of create digital strategies around. And within that, promptness, personalization, and proactivity becomes very, very critical. So I mean, from an enterprise standpoint, I mean, it's the ability to kind of create a coherent strategy around these four Ps and being timely in terms of the delivery of communication. And intelligent in terms of what you are sending across, whether you are able to create the necessary traction with the customer in terms of what they need, proactively think on those aspects, and then do more personalization through their preferred channels. I think that is the core to drive a apt digital strategy from an enterprise standpoint.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, millions of customers are also moving to digital channels now. A lot of the brand engagement is really happening on digital. So how can brands then ensure that their engagement remains as agile and flexible and adaptive as their business models are? And what role do you see social media and digital communities in particular playing in this as we move forward?
Promptness and agility kind of goes hand in hand. Essentially, I mean, we are all today, I mean, in a mobile first kind of an ecosystem, right? We are always on the move and on the fly. I mean, we do transactions, we get receive notifications. So from an enterprise standpoint, I mean, omnichannel stack becomes a quintessential kind of a platform that, I mean, an enterprise needs to invest into. And within that, then work on the structuring the data so that it acts as a fuel to drive inferences through which you can drive and prompt responses, right? So that becomes a very, very critical pie. And when you're talking about social media, I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, we're all kind of hooked onto social media and digital communication platform. So, I mean, the way I would kind of envisage the social media is, I mean, it gives you it's akin to a real-time 360-degree scorecard, right? I mean, so where you are able to kind of gauge the preferences or I mean if there are some critics around, I mean, some of your products that you've launched, I mean, you can get a real-time kind of a check of that, work on that, do introspection, and kind of look at improving some of those aspects. I mean, if I were to kind of contextualize this with myself and kind of look at it from a experience that some of these digital channels were to kind of provide. So if I'm surfing on Instamart or Meta's platform, right, I like a product. I like a product ad. I click on that ad, right? It should seamlessly take me to a platform where I can see the catalog of products, pick and choose the product I want to buy, get that added to my cart. I mean, it can all be powered over WhatsApp. And once I have kind of selected, added to the cart, I want to transact, I don't have to break my experience and go to an alternate channel. The native payment also needs to be integrated there. So it's a 360-degree kind of an experience where I'm able to kind of write from kind of looking at a product ad and converting that to kind of a transaction. Yeah. And thereafter, if I have any grievance, I know that same platform I can go to and get my queries addressed either through a bot or it could be through a live agent, I mean, which is connected to that bot. So that is how, I mean, the ecosystem is evolving. And that is where I think we believe social media, digital channels, I think will kind of work hand in glove and create that digital ecosystem.
Yes. And a lot of this is being made possible because of all the emerging technologies and the tools that are now available to businesses. GenAI is the latest one that most businesses are exploring. There are some very interesting exploratory use cases that we are seeing across businesses. Are there unique examples that you can share of companies that are leveraging tools to particularly build brand loyalty, build retention of customers, build long-term relationships? Any examples of your customers that are trying to do that?
So if you look at the entire ecosystem, I think if you're talking about Gen AI, right? I mean, it's an ocean, right? I mean, and you don't know what to kind of cull out of that. I mean, from your use case standpoint. And that's where, I mean, once you are able to kind of use Gen AI as a tool and then kind of create a caching model through which you could kind of create your own AI ML kind of a layer, which is again used to kind of power and infer and draw intelligence. Then you have CDP platforms, I mean, customer data platforms, where you're segmenting customer data. And again, doing targeted campaigns, I mean, to cater to the audiences. And then marketing automation, again, as a digital tool, also is kind of becoming a very, very critical path for any communication. I mean, if you look at Spotify, I mean, so all of us use Spotify, you listen to music, right? But the way Spotify curates the music, I mean, that I like, right? I mean, that is something that they're using the data, creating intelligence on that data and giving me a hyper-personalized kind of environment, which helps me kind of be a Spotify customer for long. And that's the retention strategy for them. And I would, again, kind of tell others that this is the kind of tech edge that, I mean, some of these enterprises are able to play on.
Give us a sense then, moving from a reactive to a proactive engagement strategy can significantly benefit a brand, right? So at Route Mobile, can you share some examples of how you are shifting from a reactive to a proactive engagement approach with your own customers, perhaps enterprise customers?
The lens that I would kind of look at this is, I mean, both reactive and proactive should work, from a digital communication standpoint. So if you talk about a reactive, I mean, so if you're going to a place swiping your credit card, you ought to know then and there itself whether, I mean, the amount that, I mean, you've been charged, right? And that's where, if you look at it, I mean, so any of these reactive technologies, this could be notifications, authentications, but this has to be kind of within a SLA that we commit to, right? I mean, it has to be within a fraction of seconds. So that's where, I mean, some of these reactive technologies are kind of being used, and they kind of work for a lot of these authentication, notification use cases. Whereas proactive, I mean, so we deployed, just to kind of give you a contextual example, so we've deployed or digitized the entire metro ticketing over WhatsApp, right? Delhi Metro, and we've done it for a few other metros as well. Now, if you look at it, I mean, prior to this, we used to kind of wait in a queue, get our tickets purchased, and then to kind of use the machine to kind of get in, get out. We've kind of powered that everything over WhatsApp. Now the next leg of intelligence that could be built on top of that is if I'm traveling over the metro, right? And and the platform can alert me, I mean, if my balance is low, and I get a de facto kind of a pop-up on my handset that you need to kind of recharge it immediately. So it becomes everything on the fly, and that's the proactive kind of engine that we could power enterprises with. No, likewise, I mean, we used to run a lot of campaigns over the traditional SMS channels, right? Which was, and it was kind of a bombarding, a carpet bombing that used to do, depending on what the ask from the enterprises were. Now we've kind of also built a data intelligence layer within our platform, and that intelligence we impart to enterprises in terms of the handsets that you're using, in terms of your geolocation, in terms of the demographics, and basis that you could run targeted campaigns and improve the ROI of the business.
Well, I also want to talk a little bit about the challenges. Now, customer engagement is quite difficult in a country as vast, as complex, as diverse as India. So give us a sense then of what some of the top challenges are for brands when they're looking at customer engagement strategies, and how are they navigating these, particularly in the digital era? Where is technology helping them out?
In India, I mean, India is kind of a very large landmass, right? I mean, and a multilingual regional kind of construct, right? So I mean, you need to kind of have a platform which caters to kind of the taste and preferences across all the regions, so to say. And within that, if you look at it, the complexity even kind of becomes larger. I mean, when you look at a lot of postpaid users, prepaid users, and there are very high frequency of SIM cards that you change. So a lot of these things have to be kind of embedded into the platform. And within that, I mean, of late, the data protection laws have kind of come through. Platforms like ours will have to kind of adhere to, I mean, the data security, data privacy regulations. Then you have issues around things like when you're sending a communication across. I mean, so the digital ecosystem is also very fragmented, right? I would be using a feature phone which can only power SMSs, whereas a smartphone, and then there were kind of distinction between an Android user using iOS user, right? So a lot of these fragmented digital kind of an environment. So I mean, and therein lies the opportunity as well. I mean, for scaled up players like us, where we keep innovating, we keep working on the product stack or tech stack which can kind of eliminate and create a coherent kind of an architecture. So those are opportunities that we believe will evolve for players like us, and we will tend to kind of convert some of these challenges into opportunities.
Right. So if there were, say, top two or three trends in digital communications that you are banking on for the future, you know, what would those be? How do you see customer engagement taking shape and changing over the next couple of years? What are you most excited about?
If you look at the entire digital ecosystem, I think it has kind of taken a hockey stick, hockey stick kind of a curve since COVID, right? I mean, most enterprises have accelerated their digital adoption, and users today, I mean, are very hungry, right? I mean, we are very impatient, and they look at they are always hungry for more, right? I mean, and they would want to pay, for lack of word, I mean, they would want it the best of experience at the most cost-effective kind of a pricing. And that's where enterprises will have to kind of keep investing, keep innovating. And I believe, I think in future with the advent of AI, with the advent of, with data bandwidth improving because of 5G, enterprises will have to also keep investing into virtual reality, augmented reality, render better customer experience, and that will only help them improve their unit economics.
Right, absolutely. Well, we are also, at the cusp of Root Amplify, which happens on the 27th of September in Mumbai. It's a premier event of Root Mobile. Tell us what to expect at this particular event. What are you excited about?
So Root Amplify, I mean, we've started it a year back. It's kind of a flagship event, and we garnered very strong success, I think, last year. And we want to take that forward and kind of scale newer highs there. So this year, in terms of Root Amplify, we're looking at kind of creating a platform where we get all the industry stalwarts to talk about the next generation of technology, AI, how Gen AI will kind of transform omnichannel. I mean, some of these aspects, I think we would want to kind of learn from how enterprises are looking at it or partners are looking at it, and how we could improve our platforms, and also kind of highlight some of the large case use cases, case studies that we have deployed with large enterprises, and how we can kind of create more such win-win kind of a digital proposition with enterprises. I think that would, we're very, very kind of gung-ho about the whole Amplify event.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that. Well, finally, Gautam, you know, we are in a world where customer expectations keep changing, and customer expectations always keep getting higher and more difficult to meet. So how then in this scenario can brands really create loyalty for themselves? Are there some loyalty retention strategies that you can share with us for all the brands that are watching this? And where does Root Mobile fit into this entire puzzle?
From a brand perspective, right, the key drivers for customer loyalty, I mean, will be trust. I mean, how safe they can feel, I mean, in terms of the data that is being shared, I mean, whether it's secured, adheres to the privacy regulations kind of in the respective regions. How personalized, seamless can you kind of have the interactions between the brand and the user? I mean, that's where the power of the platform lies. So from a Root Mobile perspective, I mean, we're working on some of these aspects. We are looking at kind of creating, keep innovating. I mean, so we are essentially working in a technology kind of a domain, right? But we need to keep innovating. So what we have also done is, I mean, we've realized that Bengaluru tends to have a lot of these developer-focused talent. So we've created a center of excellence there, working only on some of these cutting-edge technologies. And on top of that, what we've also done is, because of the deal that we've kind of closed with Proximus, we today also have a global kind of a product stack, right? So we are trying to cross-leverage some of the group strengths, imbibe the best practices, into our product stack and offer it to enterprises.
Fantastic. Gautam, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And wonderful insights on customer engagement. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Amplify Insider. It's clear that staying ahead in this space means embracing data, personalization, and proactive strategies to build lasting connections with customers. Remember, the future of customer engagement is now, and those who adapt will lead. Until next time, thank you so much for joining us. Goodbye.
Root Mobile presents Amplify Insider in association with CNBC TV18.